7.12. A.
Meryl Streep was nominated for an Oscar for her performance as Katharine Graham in The Post. The movie is about how Graham, the first female publisher of a major American newspaper, The Washington Post, and her staff published classified government documents about the U.S.'s involvement in the Vietnam War. The movie, set in 1971, focuses on Katharine as she tries to balance the deaths of her husband and father with managing the newspaper and a busy social life. Katharine feels nervous about running the newspaper because she has little business or journalistic experience. In this still, Katharine is talking to the paper's executive editor about possibly getting and publishing U.S. government secrets about the war. Her expression shows a mixture of feelings: concern for publishing the material and risk facing legal action from the U.S. government, perhaps some disappointment that the U.S. government had these secret files, and perhaps some worry as she weighs making the right decision for herself, her paper, and the United States.
B.
This is a scene from the fantasy movie Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is a prequel to the Harry Potter movies. Set in 1926, the movie stars Eddie Redmayne as the wizard Newt Scamander, who comes to New York with a suitcase containing several magical creatures. When he's at the bank, one of the creatures escapes from the suitcase. In this scene, he is desperately trying to recapture it and is watching, horrified, as it starts stealing things from people in the bank. J.K. Rowling herself both wrote the script and co-produced the movie, and it was the first movie set in Harry Potter's wizarding world to win an Oscar.
C.
Frances McDormand, who won an Oscar for Best Actress in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, is without doubt one of the most versatile actresses of her generation. This still is from the Coen brothers' black comedy, Burn After Reading, which also starred George Clooney and Brad Pitt. McDormand plays the role of Linda Litsky, a personal trainer who, with her co-worker Chad, tries to steal money from a retired CIA worker. Linda is in desperate need of money, mainly because she's obsessed with expensive cosmetic surgery. In this scene, she's discussing with the doctor the work she wants done. During the discussion, the doctor has suggested that she have an operation to get rid of her crow's feet, the lines and wrinkles around the eyes. Linda protests that they're baby, tiny crow's feet, and as the doctor explains the procedure, she feels more and more unsure and indecisive about what to do. The genius of McDormand's acting is that although the character of Linda is self-centered, superficial, and not very bright, McDormand manages to portray her as a true American heroine.
D.
This still shows Daniel Kaluuya in the 2017 horror movie Get Out. Daniel plays the role of Chris, a young black photographer, who goes to meet the parents of his white girlfriend, Rose, who live in a large house in the country. Although the parents try to make it clear that they are not at all racist, Chris quickly realizes that there is something very strange about them and about the black servants they employ. In this scene, Rose's mother, a psychiatrist who practices hypnotherapy, is hypnotizing him. Although in theory it is to help him to stop smoking, here she gets him to relive the horror and the shock of the evening when he was 6 years old and his mother was killed in a car accident. Kaluuya was nominated for an Oscar for his performance, and the movie won the Oscar for Best Screenplay.